Dreamscape presents Manhattan Cult Story, My Unbelievable True Story of Sex, Crimes, Chaos, and Survival by Spencer Schneider. Narrated by Austin Rising.
Preface. We were invisible. We had to be. We took an oath of absolute secrecy. We never even told our families who we really were. We thought nothing of lying. We understood that disclosure would put us in grave danger, but we liked it this way. So we went about our lives. We worked in Midtown or on Wall Street, bought our groceries at Citarella, dined out at the Odeon, spent weekends in the Hamptons, and took the subway home to comfortable apartments across the city, where we lived lives of quiet privilege. We were just like you. We were your accountants, money managers, lawyers, executive recruiters, general contractors, doctors. We went to college and graduate school with you in Cambridge or Princeton or New Haven. We owned your child's private school and sold you your brownstone. But you'd never guess our secret lives, how we lived in silent terror and fervor and suffering. There were several hundreds of us. We had our own language. We spoke in code. We covered our study books. We kept no notes. We didn't know one another's phone numbers, but we were as thick as thieves, closer than family, essential friends. We disdained sleeping humanity and strove to be awake. We had a sophisticated system to unsuspectingly befriend, vet, and recruit you. In the subway, at Bloomingdale's, the neighborhood bookstore, Lincoln Center, Starbucks, Nobu. We were students of an esoteric school. We called it school. Even if you somehow knew about us, you would never be able to find us. We met for class two nights a week at The Space, an unfinished, white-walled, open loft over a nondescript wholesale fabric store on a deserted stretch of Broadway below Canal Street. Our tallest man stood guard downstairs, alone, in blizzards and choking heat, to let us in one by one, nodding, silently opening the rickety gray steel door with the cracked chicken wire window pane. The dark hallway's faded paint was peeling. The rusty tin ceiling was disintegrating, and it smelled of clove and cardamom from the spice factory over on Frank.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?